Now, what about the second line situation? Now, this patient got sorafenib for 14 months, had a minor response, and I guess did well for 14 months and then progressed. Dr. Vogelsang, what are your thoughts about therapy at this point?
I think it's almost certainly going to be switched to a different agent. If we had a protocol open, he would go protocol. Our current protocol is with PTK, but if there was no protocol, I would switch him over to Sutent and see if he gets a response. I'd like to be a little bit more creative than that, but if that was what I had, that was what I would do.
What do we know about responses to sunitinib after sorafenib and vice versa?
Well, I think Ron and Brian Rini from Cleveland Clinic have really reported the first data that I think is reasonable. Brian reported just this afternoon, a couple hours ago, about bevacizumab refractory patients. I'm not certain that's the right word, but it was within 3 months of having bevacizumab, response rate was excellent. It did not appear to me to be statistically inferior to patients who'd not had bevacizumab before. Ron, you were on that abstract, so you probably know that data more than I do. But there were 5 patients who had had, I believe, a prior response to bevacizumab, and when they went to sunitinib, 3 of those had another partial response. So they're clearly not completely cross-resistant.
Well, you're talking about Bev to a TKI. What about TKI to TKI?
That I don't know.
Ron?
Well, the only data we generated were in patients on the various compassionate studies looking at people who had had sunitinib and progressed, and likewise those who had sorafenib and progressed. And we found a collection of individuals who responded a second time to a tyrosine kinase inhibitor. I think it clearly happens. I don't think that the mechanisms of resistance that conceptually we think of in terms of operating in chemotherapy are the same here. So these are anecdotal data, and I think they should be treated as such, but they need to be verified. You need to look at this in a more formal phase 2 setting and to pick patients like this individual who progresses on sorafenib and then treat him with sunitinib and determine whether his response will be. If I'm in the community and I have no other options, I treat him with sunitinib at this point in time.
What are you thinking, Dr. Henderson?
That's exactly what I did. I started him on sunitinib, full dose, and so far, 4 weeks out, he's tolerated it well. Too soon to talk about response.
So he tolerated both of these agents well, at least up to this point.
Very well, surprisingly so. And actually, he feels a lot better. He's sleeping. He's not calling me all the time that he was before.